for me. He told me where to go and I shall see. I don't have any change at space, so I just do my job here as I'm told. The pill in the cup is blue. You will remember and follow every rule.
Hill in the sun. Of all the creatures in the whole wide world, he knew he was number one. Brother Rabbit jumped up and down and pounded his chest and said, "Hey, everybody, can't you see that of all the creatures in the whole wide world, there ain't nobody good as me?" I said, "Ain't nobody hip as me." "Watch your mouth," said a voice that was deep and gruff. "Now why do you say that ridiculous stuff? You ain't nothing but a rabbit, and that's the truth. And what in the world can a rabbit do?" The rabbit looked around and saw a bear, and he said, "I'm better than you, brother bear, so bad." The bear said, "Rabbit, I doubt if that's true, 'cause I know that I got to be a little better than you. Back up your big talk and tell the truth. What in the world can a rabbit do? The rabbit thought for a moment and finally said, Brother Bear, do you see these two ears on the top of my head? These ears are so sharp and oh so fine, no ears on earth can hear like mine. These ears are so long and keen, they're the world's greatest ears that ever been seen. Nothing on earth can hear like I. And he raised those big ears way up high toward the sky. For 15 minutes the rabbit listened so hard till he broke out in a sweat. Fur on his forehead was getting soaking wet. He listened a little longer, and finally he stirred, and he said to the bear, do you know what I heard? You see that mountain in the distance about 100 miles off? Well, there's a cockroach on the side of that mountain, and I just heard it cough. And that's something no bear could do. So you see, Brother Bear, that proves I'm better than you. For a moment the bear just pouted as he sat, 'cause he knew his ears couldn't hear like that. He thought, this rabbit must be jiving me, but I got to prove somehow that I am better than he. He said, amazing, Brother Rabbit, you hear pretty well, but tell me this, how far can you smell? 'Cause I'm the world's greatest smeller. You ever dig my nose? Why, the nose on my face is the finest that grows. No one on earth can smell farther than I. And he pointed his nose up high to the sky. He wiggled that nose, and he huffed, and he puffed. He waggled that nose, and he heaved, and he huffed. For about a half an hour he sniffed and he snuffed, and then he told the rabbit, I done smell far enough. The rabbit said to the bear, I sure want you to tell why you were sniffing, snuffing, and clowning and carrying on, just how far did you smell? Oh, I smelled a long way that time, said the bear. You know, it was a fly and a cockroach both on that mountain out there. But Brother Rabbit, have no fear. I smell much further than you can hear. I smelled 1,000 miles away to a farm. And on that farm is a tree. 'Cause there's no one on earth can smell like me. Now on that tree is a branch. And on the branch is a nest. 'Cause of all creatures in the whole wide world, I know that I'm the best. Now in that nest were 2 small eggs, but I smelt without fail that the hummingbird egg on the left-hand side, brother, was just a wee bit stale. And that is something no rabbit could do. So you see, Brother Rabbit, that proved I'm better than you. Just then they heard a little sound, and they both looked around. They saw a little worm coming up out of the ground. And the worm said, hey boys, I am trying to do my chores, but you guys are so loud, talking a lot. You think you're really great, but baby, I know that you're not. Why, you're not half as good as a little fella like me. You hear and you smell, but how far can you see? Now you two just sit there, and I'm gonna run a little test to try to determine which one of you is the best. Then the worm opened his eyes in a strange sort of stare, as if they were burning 2 holes in the air. For almost an hour he kept up this steady gaze, burning the horizon with a steady blaze. Finally Mr. Bear spoke up and said, both Brer Rabbit and me would now like to know, Brother Worm, how far did you look and just what in the world did you see? The worm said, fellas, when I took that look, it was the world's longest look that's ever been took. I looked all across the ocean, all the way to China. For there's no one on earth with eyesight that's fine. I look from Burma to Tokyo, Japan, and there's no one on earth can see as far as I can. I looked in at Russia. I took a quick glance at the two countries of Holland and France. But I did not stop there. I looked further still. I looked through Africa to the country of Brazil. And I kept on looking and looking and looking and looking until I looked all around the world, brother, and right back to this hill. And I saw on this hill, since my eyesight's so keen, two of the biggest fools the world has ever seen, who seem to have nothing better to do than to sit here and argue about who is better than who. And the worm gave his head a cute little jerk, dived back into his hole in the ground, and continued to work. Oh, baby, you can learn something from a worm. How can you tell who's better than who? Two of the biggest fools I have ever seen.
You are tuned to 91.7 FM KAXE, Grand Rapids, Minnesota. We are Northern Community Radio, a nonprofit public broadcast organization committed to building community in northern Minnesota. We operate translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9 FM and translator K287AD in Bemidji at 105.3 FM. Audio streaming on the internet at KAXE.org and on Paul Bunyan Television, channel 975. If you would like to participate in Northern Community Radio as a member, volunteer, or program underwriter, please call us at 218-326-1234.
Mm-hmm.